Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Steve Banky with Alaska Heat Smart. Hello, Steve, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Steve, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure thing. I'm here to promote air source heat pumps. I'm president of the board of Alaska Heat Smart, and I'm also on the board of Renewable Juno, both of which are organizations that promote and support adoption of heat pumps in Juno. We mostly do that providing information and advisory services to make conversion from electric or oil heat to heat pumps easier.
And tell us a little bit about how Alaska Heat Smart came to be.
Alaska Heat Smart is a fairly new, not quite a year old, nonprofit that is came together out of a number from a number of different organizations with interests in energy efficiency and heat pumps. Our founding groups include Renewable Juno, that I mentioned, our local electric utility, AEL&P, the Southeast Building Industry Association, the Juno Economic Development Group, and the CBJ, Commission on Sustainability, were also involved initially in helping set up Heat Smart. And with kind of the twin goals of helping people save money by moving towards heat pumps, as well as helping people reduce their carbon footprint, because a heat pump is a low cost, easy way to make use of our good hydroelectricity here in Juno, and means we don't have to burn oil to heat our homes.
Mm. Can you walk me through how a heat pump works?
Yeah, and I won't spend a lot of time on it.
It's a
pretty easy concept. Heat pump moves heat from one place to another. And for example, an air source heat pump takes the ambient heat in the air outside. It uses the refrigeration principles, basically, a compressor and other refrigeration tools to sort of basically take that heat out of that air and move it into your home. Mm-hmm. And there's other kinds of heat pumps. Juno has a number of ground source heat pumps that have loops in the ground that kind of collect the heat from the ground, which has a higher average temperature over the year than the air does, and moves it into buildings. And we also have an example of a seawater heat pump out at the Ted Stevens NOAA facility, and it uses the heat from the ocean to create heat that heats that building.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that one way that people often describe how a heat pump works is that it's basically a refrigerator in reverse. Instead of moving the heat out of a box to make it cold inside like a refrigerator does, it moves the heat from the air outside into your home.
And is it cost effective for any structure? You've mentioned home a lot of the times. What about businesses? What about larger buildings, skyscrapers? Not that we have many of those, but you know, multi-story structures.
It is effective. And the only reason I'm focusing on homes is Alaska Heat Smart's mission is kind of focused on residential heat pumps. But we have a number of major businesses in Juno that are heated with air source heat pumps. Foodland has a big heat pump set up. There's quite a number of businesses that do.
Do you have any idea about what percentage of, I guess I just want to say buildings, but homes or businesses in Juno have switched over to heat pumps?
We don't really have good numbers on that, but we know that Well, we estimate there's at least 400 to 500 air source heat pumps in town. We know that the number of building permits for heat pumps have doubled every 2 years for the last couple of years. It's really been the last 5, 6, 7 years that heat pumps have really taken, that air source heat pumps have really taken off in Juneau. And that's partly because the technology has improved. It's a fairly old technology. In fact, there were heat pumps in use in Juneau, air source heat pumps in the 1980s, but they weren't very efficient. And nowadays, they've really improved the efficiency so that they work well in a cold, in a cooler climate like Juneau's.
It's definitely true that I've only ever heard of heat pumps in the last few years, just in the time I've lived here myself, which is about 7 years. So that makes sense. What would be some barriers to installing an air source heat pump in one's home, for example, if you're a homeowner?
Well, Alaska Heat Smart formed to address one of the big barriers, which is just confusion and complexity with the technology, because, you know, it's something that's new and it's not as straightforward as some of the other heating systems that people are used to. So it kind of has to be tailored to your specific home a little more than some other technologies are. So information and confusion about the technology is one of the barriers that we've designed HeatSmart to address. Another barrier is obviously upfront cost. You know, people have to come up with that. Although they really are comparable to other heating systems in their upfront costs. So ranging from kind of the low end of $4,000 or $5,000 up to $10,000-$15,000 depending on the size and the home and so forth. But one of the things that there are other complications. For example, if you have a older home that has a lot of chopped up rooms, like a lot of older homes do, where they have small rooms, it can be more complicated to figure out how to heat those effectively with a heat pump, because typically a heat pump works best when you kind of have a main, fairly open space. Otherwise, you have to use more complicated technology to, for example, a ducted heat pump system, where you move through the heat through small pipes or vents and so forth to get it into those smaller spaces. So that's one of the kind of considerations people need to think about. Another one is, if you have a really inefficient, you know, poorly insulated home, you're not likely to find significant savings in shifting to an air source heat pump. Trying to think of some of the other examples. That another thing is, Juneau residents typically have sort of complicated heating systems. A lot of us have a couple different, you know, two or three different sources of heat. And so the air source heat pump kind of mesh it with those other heating systems. So those are some of the kinds of factors people need to think about. And those are the kinds of things that Alaska Heat Smart is available to help people with. We have a free advisory service. We'll come in, well, pre-COVID, we would come into your home and do an assessment. Nowadays, we do a lot more work on the phone or with on a laptop to consult with people about their homes. And we act kind of as a middleman between the homeowner and the contractors who actually install these things, because we can kind of address a lot of the common kinds of questions that people have and help them figure out what they want, so that when they go to the installer, they have a pretty clear idea of what their options are, and they can get comparable estimates from different installers at that point.
October is Energy Efficiency Month nationally, and Mayor Beth Weldon and the CBJ Assembly proclaimed October 7th as Energy Efficiency Day. That's tomorrow. So to mark the occasion with us today, you wanted to review some of Alaska Heat Smart's free services. Sounds like you were starting to touch on that, as well as let us know about a couple of upcoming events, such as an online survey that you would like folks to participate in. So would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. As part of, we're in the process of developing some new programs with we've got a collaboration going with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks and the National Renewable Energy Lab. And we're going to be using that to develop some new additional programs, hopefully some new incentives for people to install heat pumps. But the first stage of that is we want to collect some additional information. So we're conducting a survey of heat pump owners or people who are have been seriously looking at heat pumps. And if you want, we really appreciate people participating in that. We're trying to learn about the existing installations in town. And if you go to our link and fill out a survey, you can be entered in a chance to win $250. And you can go to a link at akheatsmart.org, so akheatsmart.org, to find a link to that survey.
So I took the survey ahead of this interview, and it seems like it's targeting homeowners and property owners. As a renter, I only had to answer one question and was booted out. So
okay.
Well, I don't think I'm entered to win the contest.
I'm sorry about that, and we did wrestle with that. We're actually working on another one of the pieces of this new program that we're looking at would be to encourage and incentivize landowners. I mean, rental properties to shift over to air source heat pump. What kind of heat do you have in your place?
I have both oil heat and electric baseboard heat.
Okay, so. So with especially for tenants who just have electric baseboard heat, a heat pump is 2 to 4 times as efficient. It provides 2 to 4 times as much heat as an electric baseboard for the same price. So anytime we can convince somebody to shift over from electric baseboard, electric resistance heat to heat pumps, those people are going to say, you know, they're going to save a bunch of money on their heating bills. So, so we are looking at ways to try and incentivize landlords to shift over to heat pumps. But that's one of the kinds of programs that we're looking at and that we're going to use some of this data for.
That's great. Well, I'll stay tuned to find out more about that. And finally, I wanted to ask you about the informational workshop on heat pumps that you will be holding on October 21st. What do we need to know about that? Who should participate? How do we sign up?
It's Renewable Juno, which is the other nonprofit group that I'm involved with, has traditionally, the last 3 years, has held heat pump workshops each fall in Juno, have had 50 to 150 people show up at them. We're not going to do a in-person one this year, so we've teamed up with the REAP, the statewide Renewable Energy Alaska Project. Alaska Heat Smart and Renewable Juno have gone in together to put on an hour-long Zoom workshop. The information is supposed to come out this week, but any of these three websites, either renewablejuno.org, akheatsmart.org, or alaskarenewableenergy.org, will have information in the next few days. That workshop is noon on Wednesday, October 21st.
Steve Banke from Alaska Heat Smart, thank you so much for telling us about this new nonprofit here in Juno and for the overview and background information about heat pumps and efficiency. I really appreciate all of that information, and thanks for all that you do to inform folks about heat pumps and energy efficiency. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Actually, I should give you I also have a phone number for Alaska Heat Smart.
That'd be
which
great.
Is 500, which is 500-5050. So it's another way to get information about any of these things. So that's 500-5050.
Thanks. I know some of our listeners will appreciate that.
Okay. Okay. And thank you very much.
Thank you as well. I really appreciate the talk today, and good luck with everything.
Okay. Take care.